Can you hear the cheering across the pond? William, second in line to the British throne, is engaged to be married to Kate Middleton, a commoner. It's like the movie Shrek or something. Ms. Middleton's parents are self-made millionaires with a successful mail-order business. Her father was an airline pilot, her mother what the Brits call an air hostess. It's being called the marriage made in St. Andrews, where the couple met as college students, and people are reportedly already thinking about where they'll place their picnic tables and chairs for the wedding procession. Naomi Grimley is with the BBC. She joins us from London. And Naomi, I said there were cheers, but are there cheers? What's the reaction been?
Well, the reaction from politicians has been lots of smiles, saying that they're absolutely delighted. And I think the Prime Minister, David Cameron, hopes it will be a focus for national pride and also everyone pulling together. So that seems to be the kind of official response. It remains to be seen yet whether there'll be quite the interest that there was back in 1981 when Prince Charles married Princess Diana, because back then, of course, there was a lot of pomp and ceremony and many, many people turned out and watched it on TV. But of course, that then preceded a decade where the royal family went through a very bad period for publicity and also marriages, royal marriages, running into difficulties.
Well, and then, of course, the tragic death of Princess Diana. And so I'm wondering if there will be a little less pomp. You mentioned the British Prime Minister, David Cameron. He admitted that he slept overnight on the Mall ahead of the wedding of Prince Charles and Princess Diana just to get a good seat. But the fact that there has been so much sadness, do you think there will be less pomp?
Well, one of the things David Cameron did was to make a plea for the media to give the young couple some space. And I think Prince William is one of those who's perhaps would rather like a lower key wedding than perhaps his parents had. But of course, you know, these things are expected, that many ambassadors would turn up, many foreign royal families would turn up to the wedding. So it has to be in the kind of venue which is big enough to hold all those people.
And what does that mean? An upcoming marriage across a spectrum of questions. What does it mean for the British economy? What does it mean politically? What does it mean for the mood of the country? We know Britain has been reeling from a financial crisis. What does this say to Brits that there's sort of a future for the royal family?
Well, I think that's what those in charge in number 10 Downing Street hope, is that it will add a little bit of sunshine into the lives of the British, who at the moment are coming to terms with some quite tough spending cuts. So it's been dubbed the kind of wedding in the age of austerity, and I think there'll be a fine line for the royal family to tread between trying to add a bit of glitz and glamour to proceedings, but of course not doing so in a way that might upset people if the wedding is seen to be too lavish. Of course, St Paul's was where the Prince of Wales and Princess Diana married, but for precisely that reason, it's perhaps thought that Prince William will favour Westminster Abbey instead.
Now, it's sort of an indelicate question, but some people in our office were curious, because we remember that it was rumored that Lady Di, when she became engaged to Prince Charles, had to undergo a virginity test. Now, these are much more modern times, but is that something that people are even concerned about?
No, I don't think so nowadays, and that's almost certainly a myth from Princess Diana's life. I've never heard of that. But I think there's been an acceptance that they're a very modern couple. They lived together as flatmates at university, and they've actually been quite upfront about their relationship. It's been a long-term relationship for 8 years. And to a certain extent, the press have left them alone. There's been attempts by Kate Middleton's lawyers to get them to back off taking very intrusive pictures of her, for example, if she was putting out the rubbish out at the back of her house. So there's been a sort of acceptance here that this is a bit different from the Diana experience, and that the couple should be left to have some privacy.
One can hope that continues. Naomi Grimley of the BBC with us from London. Naomi, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Quick note, tomorrow on Here and Now, back here at home, what would you cut to ease the deficit? You make the hard decisions. David Leonhardt of the New York Times will help. Also, new fall books from Steve Almond. That's tomorrow. And we'll be back in 30 seconds with the view of a rapidly changing Beijing from the driver's seat of a taxi cab. Here and Now.